very disappointed about the way we played yesterday. And I said it yesterday, we were beating all three phases, and watching the tape does confirm that. You know, offensively, we weren't able to stick to our formula and stay ahead of the sticks. We had a lot of third and longs, very difficult to convert. It made us very one-dimensional. We did have some opportunities and had some red zone turnovers, which obviously cost us points, missed a field goal. And those are things you just you can't do. Defensively, they did a nice job running the football. They flipped the script. They did to us what we like to do to teams. You know, they had a lot of their third downs were third and short. They're very manageable. They ran the ball well, ate up a lot of clock. They were in a lot of downs that were 50-50, which makes them harder to defend. So talking to the team today, I reiterated what I said yesterday. We're not going to make excuses. I know we have some guys banged up, but that's life in the NFL. You got to find a way. So the big thing here, as we talk about after wins and losses, that we watch the tape, we learn from it. What do we need to get corrected? To compartmentalize it, put it in a box and bury it, but make sure that we learn from it. And that's the critical message that I had for the team. I appreciate the fact, that everybody has a lot of questions about Josh returning to the team today. I probably don't have as many answers as you would like, given today's just his first day back. And we really won't know till the week goes on, just kind of where he is mentally, where he is physically, how ready he is, how he will be able to contribute to our offense. We're very excited to have a player of his caliber back, but we also can't get ahead of ourselves. We have to understand the circumstances. He's a player that's been out. Hasn't had contact, hasn't played in a game, and I think it's 75, 80 days, whatever the count is, and that is a lot of time. So we're going to be very smart in how we approach it. But it was good to see him back today, smile on his face, and be truly among his teammates. He's kind of been here, but hasn't been here. So that was good to see today. We all understand there's consequences for your actions, and Josh has had to live with those for the last couple months, and it's up to him to move forward. But there's definitely excitement with him being back and having an opportunity to contribute. And to me, that's trying to put as much out here so we don't have to deal with as many questions. But it's something we're excited about, but we'll know a lot more as the week goes on. Not definitive. Dansby they'll both be some time. They'll both be some time. Dansby was a knee. It could be. I don't think his season is over, but I don't think we have the exact window. Could be upwards of a month. Sheard, I think we're still waiting on an injury to his foot. But I think that's potentially a little bit more serious than Dansby. So there is a possibility he could be done. Well, that's the short term. We also have Tank that did come in and take some reps. But it's at a number of positions. Our depth has been affected. So I know that's Ray and his group upstairs, I know are weighing all the options and we'll be looking to bring some guys in, bring some guys up. That we'll have a better sense by the end of the day today what the plan is for all those spots moving forward.
It is,
and it's a shame that he'd been playing at a high level and that it is more than just the, as you said, the playing his ability on the field. It's how he's been in the meeting room, locker room, out on the practice field. I mean, just the intensity, the energy, the leadership. That's all part of it.
I do somewhat, but I truly stayed involved with the guys that we were preparing to play that week. I know we had a plan for him, and I know it was implemented that he had things that he did, but I saw him intermittently. He was in a lot of the team meetings. But that's probably a better question for him, how he handled the time. When you guys get a chance to talk to him on Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know if I can answer that, because I think the best proof will be on the field. It's easy to kind of say, hey, here's where I am, but when it comes out there taking a rep,
getting lined up, executing a job, full speed, all that, that's just a big part of the unknown. And I've referenced it already, just that long amount of time. So I think we're all eager to see where he is. I do, because I think that we've accomplished a lot with the group that we have, and I don't think it's time to just for those guys to step back and turn and say, okay, here's a guy that's going to come in and be a savior, so to speak. So we've played a lot of good football, and I think that group has done an outstanding job, whether it's Miles, whether it's Hawk, Gabriel, Travis. I think they've all done exceptionally well throughout the year. They've all had their moments making big plays. They've blocked well in the run game. I mean, it's been a complete group. And you talk about as far as a group exceeding expectations, I mean, they have of any one position room, I would think you would have to say it was the wide receiver. So, no, I think we're looking for more of the same to them. And again, it'll be a process with Josh. We're going to be smart.
It's not 100%. I don't know how much I couldn't put a percentage on it, what he's regained, but it's been tough for him having to play. I mean, it's, having an arm harnessed, strapped down. It has an effect. So, yeah, I just think it's difficult to, and I don't know if this is something that requires surgery at the end of the year, but I know there is some rehab involved, but when you're playing week to week, you gain some strength back and then you lose it through use. And I just think that's kind of a vicious cycle through the year, but the kid's been tough enough to push through it. There are some guys that potentially would have shut it down, but he's pushed through it. And given our circumstances now with Jabal, he will have to step up and take a bigger role. To me, it comes down to functioning within the structure of the offense, knowing what to do, getting lined up. And it's a player safety thing. I mean, I talked about it. I mean, you're looking at upwards of 80 days that, like I said, we will be very smart. I mean, Josh is an elite receiver. He's proven that. But there, we just, again, have to be very smart with how we handle it. Yeah, he's and ended up playing a bunch of snaps because of the injury. I think he was his highest snap count of the year. I thought he was solid in coverage, had some issues. I thought he maybe got a little bit tired playing. That's the first time playing that many reps, pad level in a run game. He has some things to get cleaned up, but we're very pleased with where he is and think that he will be a big part of what we do here moving forward. Crow was a guy that had practiced well, that we felt real good about. Just kind of where he was and the progress that we had made, and when we built the game plan, that was the decision we decided to roll with. That we felt that Ben was better served as our back in 11 personnel, which primarily would give him the majority of the third downs. Well, he had he did have the heel issue against Cincinnati, and in the week of practice, he looked. He looked okay early in the downs, and there were a couple times where he was just kind of, I don't know whether he was just favoring it, where he gimped around a little bit. And the way we liked the matchup with K-1 in the slot, and K-1 ended up being one of the few bright spots of the game, played extremely well, had the huge pass breakup in the end zone. And it was just something where we didn't feel great about Justin. It was maybe a little bit of a risk, and went ahead and just rolled with K-1 because we felt good about the matchup. It's difficult. I mean, it's something that we have to find a way to overcome. That we don't want to overdo it scheme wise and start to zero blitz people to stop the run, because then you're going to give up big plays. It's a consistency thing. I mean, we could make a cut up of some of the runs yesterday where we played the run extremely well. And then other ones where just we had a breakdown, a guy got cut on the backside and couldn't get back to his feet, and just a guy making a mistake and they found him. So it's something we need to press forward with. There's no magical answer to it. It's still, you look at it, it's all wrapped up in the little details. Sometimes we do them well, sometimes we don't, and that it has to become more consistent, no matter who's in there. He had some good games for us, and yesterday he was another bright spot. I thought of all the outside backers, he played the best. That I think maybe he struggled picking it up, some of the graduate level details of it early on, some of the technical stuff, not so much the learning but the technique part of it.
But as he became more and more comfortable with it, he improved, and his recent games were his best football. That's why this is such a tough thing to deal with. I don't excuse it. I mean, that's to me, 30 incompletions means you're throwing the ball. I mean, I'd prefer to not throw the ball 30 times, period, let alone have 30 incomplete. That just to me, that's just indicative of that A, we got away from our formula, and B, we are more than likely in predictable situations. You don't miss that many throws when it's first and 10 or second and 5. So that's to me is just indicative of that we were off script, and I know Brian, he'll be the first to tell you that he missed some. Yeah, we're very hopeful that day's on the horizon. That at some point Jordan can get back, and to comment on that, I mean it's such a it is a sensitive subject, but it is truly day to day that you're constantly hitting the reset button in the protocol if you're having symptoms. So I know it was attributed to me that I didn't know if he'd be back for the year. I certainly didn't mean for it to come across that way, that he could play this week or could be next week, could be the week after. We just don't know, because it's just the way that the protocol works. You're constantly hitting the reset button when you have symptoms.